It's January 22nd. It's the day in 1959 when Buddy Holly went into the recording studio for the last time. Less than 2 weeks later, on February 3rd, he was killed in the plane accident that also took the lives of the Big Bopper and Ritchie Valance. Buddy recorded three songs in that last recording session, including this hit.
Peggy Sue got married not long ago.
Do you remember this Aussie sitcom? John English returned to our TVs when All Together Now premiered on this day in 1991.
Oh, Tracy, this has really warped. Can we go?
Yes. No, you can't split yet. You just got here.
Oh, yes, we can. Bye-bye, daddy-o.
Hey, wow, you told him I was their dad.
January 22nd birthdays, actress Piper Laurie turns 88. She was the mum in the movie Carrie, starred in Tim with Mel Gibson, the series Twin Peaks, and best remembered for appearing alongside Paul Newman in The Hustler.
You're not a loser, Eddie. You're a winner. Some men never get to feel that way about anything.
The former lead singer of Journey, who went on to have this hit in 1984, Steve Perry, is 71. Matthew Newton, actor, singer and son of Bert and Patty Newton, is 43. He was in the TV series Underbelly 2, Farscape, and was a regular on Thank God You're Here.
I didn't catch your name. Sorry, what's your name?
Very Upset.
Very Upset? Is that hyphenated?
Are you ready to kick it up?
And Samantha McClymont is 34. As well as being a presenter on Getaway and The Farmer Takes a Wife, she's part of the hit country trio with sisters Brooke and Molly. Finally, Oz music legend Michael Hutchence was also born on this day in 1960. The charismatic lead singer of INXS left us in tragic circumstances at the age of just 37.
And they can never tear us apart.
There's some of the things we're remembering on January 22nd.